Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Blue Caster, Ishida Zazeel!
Respecting the Source Material! Green Caster, Zenshin!
Actually White! Black Caster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud!
Pink Caster, Lightred!
Rising from the Ashes!
Silver Caster, Overkill!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai!
Cast Ranger! On air!
Alright, welcome to episode 14 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We got the full group here, all six of us.
Yay!
We'll see how long that lasts. Okay, so, being that this week there was no Rider or Sentai because of golf, as is yearly tradition, as far back as I'm not even sure because...
It is tradition.
Kiva. Like, I start... Like,
at very least Kiva.
I started, yeah, at least Kiva, because I started watching during Kiva, and it happened that year, so it may have been earlier than that, I don't know.
Did they actually wind up releasing golf ball lock seeds?
No, the joke on that was...
It's just an orange lock seed painted white.
Yeah, no, the joke with that is, the year that Kiva aired, and they cut a week because of golf, immediately someone did fan art of Kiva holding a golf club made of Kivat. So it's kind of been tradition that every year a rider-themed golf piece of fan art kind of turns up based on the series airing that year. So I'm kind of hoping someone shoops a golf lockseed, and if no one does, I'll fucking do it, because fuck it.
It's just white-orange, yeah.
Just grab a picture of the orange lockseed and fucking adjust the colors a bit.
And get rid of the little green top at the top.
Yeah.
Just like... Golf! Alright, so, being that there are no episodes this week, we decided this was a good time to do something a little different.
Gabon!
Way to spoil it.
Yep.
Yeah, we all watched the
I don't know what this Gabon is, but I don't want it.
He's like the Malaysian dub. We all watched the Uchu Keiji Gavan movie. I almost said it!
Say Kava!
Kava!
We watched the Uchu Keiji Gavan movie. For those not versed, it means Space Sheriff or Space Enforcer. It's basically one of the many series from the Metal Hero franchise, another tokusatsu series.
It's really bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It's a series from the 80s. What did you expect?
No, not Gavin. Gavin sounds interesting. This movie was shit.
Well, it's a reboot of Gavin.
If you watched VR Troopers, then yes, you know exactly.
No, it's not one of the VR Troopers series.
No?
No.
They are two other Metal Hero series, not that one.
Oh.
Not even Shider or Sharivan. None of those.
Hmm.
So yeah, we all watched it, and we're gonna make that our discussion for this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh
so,
boy.
Some
disgusting cue the slow-mo, guys. I mean, Gavin Free. I mean, no.
All right, kicking us off this week is our good friend Mr. Pink Caster Lightred.
Well, yes, it was a very bad movie. Gavan kept
right out of the case.
Honestly, first off, there was not enough of Gavan, which was really disappointing. And when he did show up on screen, other than his first appearance in the movie, he kept getting his ass fucking kicked.
Useless.
The two best things for this movie, honestly, for me, were Brighton, the fucking villain, who was god awesome looking. I wish he had a figure art. Sadly, he didn't.
It's just Brighton, not Brighton. It's not Gold Lighton.
I don't know. And I fucking heard that one Brighton? Guy call. He was Brighton. Like Brighton,
Brighton.
Yeah, that's English. So
yeah. Whatever.
Don't need to follow it.
And Shalivan, just because he's really cool looking, and he's played by Getty Violet, so that's cool.
And Shider was played by Birth.
Yeah. Honestly, there wasn't really much for this movie that I enjoyed. It was cool seeing, you know, OG Gabon finally come in and do shit, too.
Oh, hey, it's Denji Blue.
Yeah, Denji Blue, Battle Kenya. Like, fuck. Honestly.
Yes, Gokaiger Gavin movie.
In my opinion, the Gokaiger. Gokaiger
Gavan
was so much
better. Gavin movie than the Gavin movie.
Yes, it was.
Just that shot at
and
the end.
And it wasn't
end.
A Gavin movie.
Just that shot in the end credits where they're all three of them are standing next to each other and they all henshin immediately together.
And Shelly was kawaii as fuck. Because it was Kodaha, so... From Shinkenger.
Yeah.
She was cute. Shelly.
Yeah, Gavan's little female space partner.
So honestly, anyone who's listening to this,
actually,
who is interested in watching this movie, don't.
She was hot at a distance, but when they did the fucking zoom in on her face... Holy fuck,
too much
man.
Makeup. That's
Are we
thing.
Talking so, about masking tape spacesuit?
Yes.
Yeah. So, she was hot
no.
as a distance.
No, you know who she was?
Paul, you need to chime in on that. What's your opinion of that spacesuit she's
just
wearing?
Just a second, no. You know what it was, looking at it? It was female Kiwami arms.
No.
Minus the cape.
No.
That was, like, the least effective spacesuit in the world. It looked
in the
like,
galaxy.
It looked like it
okay.
was being held together
Anyways,
by masking tape.
Don't watch this movie. Go watch the Gokaiger Gavan movie. So much better. Plus, you get Gokaiger in it, so it's
you can't
badass.
Go wrong with, you can't go wrong with Gokaiger.
You can't go wrong with that. Plus, in the Gokaiger movie, they actually turn into metal heroes, so... Or no, that was Super Hero Tyson Z, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so this movie was bad. That's,
watch
yeah.
the other ones.
Yeah, go watch the other ones.
Okay. Alright, next is Uchukeiji Kaban.
Me.
Kebab!
I know I say this jokingly a lot for this movie or that. My absolute favorite part of this movie was the end credits.
Yep.
That song!
Because we got the OG theme song along with actual footage of Gavin.
By the way, that song was sung by Akira Kushida, the voice of the O's driver.
Yep.
Also the opening from Godanar.
I thought so!
He also sings Dragon Road, which is like the opening to like Zetto or something. The interesting thing is that the song is actually sung by Akira Kushida, who was the voice of the O's driver. He also sung Dragon Road, which I think is the theme to like Zetto or some Showa Rider series.
And also did the opening theme to Godanar, an anime that was... Yeah, Paul likes it.
Yeah, parody of Super Robots, and it's a really good Super Robot show, and the theme song's really kick-ass.
If it was a parody, I'm surprised it wasn't Yamagata Yukio, you know, the guy from Akiba Ranger opening. Basically the same voice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways.
Okay, so, sorry, what's this chick's name again? Their friend?
Yeah, Itsuki.
Itsuki?
No, Itsuka.
Yeah, Itsuka, Itsuki.
It's I-T-S-U-K-A.
No, it's Itsuki.
Yeah, it is.
I remember because it had Tsuki in it.
Okay.
The subs I saw was Itsuka.
Then your subs were wrong.
Okay.
Are those the same subs?
No, it's the same sub!
Then you're wrong!
Are those the
it's
same
Itsuki.
Subs that called him Uchukeiji Kaban? Because that was
no,
a wrong sub.
Space Enforcer Kaban.
Kevin!
Someone couldn't understand what they were saying.
Someone listens to Cast Ranger.
Yes.
Anyway, this Itsuki chick is frigging running from whatever his name was, the monster.
Zanvardo?
Sure.
I remember because the name is awesome.
And she runs away from him. Gets into Emma and I both sat there like, what is happening? She runs away from him. He's nowhere in sight. Gets in the car.
We should point out. I'm going
to
point real quick that
sit there.
She actually gets pretty far running in high heels.
Yeah.
No. She gets in the car. She sits in the car.
She
has
there.
A good 30 seconds to fucking leave. She stays there, waits till the monster shows up again,
then
gets
proceeds
out,
to get
out
of
the
car,
and starts running in high heels. And I was like, let me know how that goes for you.
Oh, there she goes.
I was like, Jesus.
At that point, it was just a matter of time before she face plants like so much California games.
It got to the point where the second she stepped out of the car and I was like, you get what's coming to you.
Yeah.
You're that fucking natural selection at its finest. Just get off my lawn.
Now clarify something for me. Is this the same girl who wears the retarded spacesuit and looks like a weird lesbian?
No,
it was the Earth Girl.
Okay.
That's Shelly.
The childhood Shelly. Friend.
That's Koroha. I mean Shelly. I mean Shinken Yellow.
Shelly! Shelly! God damn it!
The one who turned into a bird?
The one who
turned into pink-haired anime abomination!
The one that turned into fucking Raver...
Laser Vision!
Raver Pippi Longstocking for
Laser Vision! I'm a bat.
And then a bat.
Yeah. Laser Vision! I'm a bat.
I was gonna talk about
Well, too bad I talked about it.
Yeah, she says... She's tied up as the place is exploding around her in a later scene. She calls out, Laser Vision! And then turns into a tiny bat or dove or something. And flies away.
Flies away to safety.
Who's naming your techniques?
No, it's like spiral kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiral kick.
He says spiral kick and does like a straight kick through the sky.
That's your spiral kick is not a spiral.
I'm like, right, this is from the 80s. It's stupid.
B3 would spiral kick you just to show you
how funny this is a spiral kick.
I thought to myself, what if it's spiral in the Gurren Lagann sense?
You know who did a spiral kick? Kamen Rider G.
And no one gives a fuck.
You know who did a spiral kick? Ichigo and Nigo in their fucking series.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Double.
It's been done since the get-go. They couldn't do it in this movie, apparently.
Oh, I know best spiral kick. Fucking Lizard Land style.
I think we found our new topic for the week. Best spiral kick, you guys.
On a future episode of Cast Ranger.
Alright, so... Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about, it was something that I noticed, like, just right away, and I was like, wait a minute, no! When he's first explaining what happens, the shuttle explodes when they're in space.
Mm-hmm.
The shuttle explodes, and the explosion sends, Geki?
Geki.
Hurtling! Hurtling into space, and... I mean, it was him just getting blown away by the explosion. And then later, when he is revisiting the situation to someone else, he tells that when the explosion happened, him and
Toya
were holding hands, and then they got separated. And I was like, well, there wasn't a second explosion.
No,
well,
there was an incident.
I think that let's chalk that up to him not telling the story right for the sake of protecting her.
I don't think that's right. I think that's silly.
I think that's bullshit, of course.
Every time they told the story, it was different.
That was the point. They were slowly revealing details.
No, I think that's something that
is something stupid
and
silly. Yeah.
It is a stupid and contrived plot trope. Deal with it.
This is a stupid and contrived movie.
Exactly. Moving on.
Yes.
No, that's all I've got to say about this movie.
Yeah? No, nothing about, like, I don't know, the fact that, like, the giant swords in the purple world? Nothing?
No.
Nothing about the stupid fucking shit that happens in this movie? That's it?
And
I am going to say so many things!
And so we move on to, from Uchukeiji Kiban, we move over to Uchukeiji Raven?
Now we're just stretching the joke.
Raven?
David!
No, you're
Levan. There you go. Levan.
Oh, why did I write that?
Oh.
It was exactly something Sarubi would have said. That's why.
Sharivan!
Sharivan!
Nailed it!
Damn it.
Sharivan.
Damn it.
Paul's just pressing his own face.
Anyway.
We're too derp for
a little bit. Get out, everybody! What do you have to say about this piece of shit?
It was a piece of shit.
Yeah!
Well, yeah.
No, I'm very much in agreement with Kevin. Best part was the credits.
Yeah.
That song, you guys.
I immediately favorited that song.
I'm adding that shit
to my iPod later.
First I'd ever heard of Gavin was the Gokaiger crossover movie, which is actually pretty good. I really like that movie.
Yep.
Then this happened, and I'm like, the fuck is this? Bring back the old guy, make him the main character.
Well, fuck's a condom.
The difference is they are using a new protagonist. Obviously, the old Gavin was way cooler.
Yeah. But, no, it's like they did. A lot of it was pretty stupid. Geki was a really shitty freaking hero.
God, was he entirely useless?
No,
yeah.
There's this one. I have this blue lightsaber tag. I'll never use
it. There's this one part that also bothered me. They're investigating this building, and literally, he goes up to every single unconscious person. You okay? Hang in there. Another person. Are you okay? Hang in there. I'm like,
and they felt the need to show all of that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, guys.
Meanwhile, Shelly's off getting screwed by a woman with a whip.
Hey, no. What the fuck kind of name is Witch Kill?
No, her name is.
Mazo Q.
No, literally, Shelly is like.
Identify yourself.
Who are you?
That's her name.
How do you spell that?
H-A-A-A forever.
I'm like, how do you pronounce my name in my people's language?
You have to give Shelly credit, though. She did, like, try to fight her. It was cool. She tried to hold her
own. It's like, how many H's is that?
Yeah, so, I'm not gonna. Anyways, I'm not going to go too into detail about everything because I know other people are going to want to talk about certain things. But two major things I know.
Oh, you D?
Yeah, I'm going to Okay, so there's a scene in the freaking movie where like Geki and the original Gavin are fighting Unhenshin.
His name's Retsu.
Yeah, whatever. The two of them are fighting Unhenshin, like the minions of the fucking thing, and
Ichijoji,
laziest looking minions ever.
Space ninjas.
They look shitty.
They're space ninjas.
Literally space ninjas.
They were wearing turtlenecks and frigging scarves over
their
faces.
Guys, all of the budget went to the blood work in this movie.
Yeah.
This movie was actually violent compared to most Toku.
Yeah, the fucking geek guy with the bowl cut, he just saw blood splatter on the floor.
Oh, shit. Somebody threw a fucking bottle of fucking, like,
and that's
just
where the
ketchup.
And that's where the budget for the grunts and that bitch's space suit, which won't protect her in any way! But we'll get to that.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, there's that scene they're fighting on Henshin, and then Retsu gets thrown off the fucking balcony up above, and he's falling, and old man looks like he's gonna break his hip when he falls. and Geki, like, runs in and catches him, like, I got you. We're even now, right? Oh, you.
Literally
says,
oh,
dialogue.
It makes a freaky ass, like...
Pokes him in the nose, like, oh, you. And then they just move on and just keep
and
fighting.
Just glaze over that and go back to
Tokusatsu had another homosexual moment in a different show.
Yeah. But, no,
Well,
major...
with those boots and that jacket, I mean, come on.
We all know he's destined to be with Owen and Seattle.
Which makes you kind of want to watch the original series just to see if that's actually how he is.
Oh, God.
Back in 1982.
Okay, so another thing I noticed about that whole thing was during the final battle scene between Gavin and
Brighton,
thank you. There's just this one scene where Brighton leaps into the air and lands on this like rock thing where he's got the chick, the childhood friend character.
You mean like the rock that is also a fucking floating wheelchair?
Yes. That is also not a rock because it's made of fabric.
Yeah.
And that was part of the point. He jumps up and lands on this, and as he lands on this thing that's quite obviously supposed to be made of stone, you watch the surface of it kind of floof out like a blanket.
I did not even notice
around
that.
His feet. And I was just, he lands on it, and then it just kind of woof.
Like it moves under his weight.
And I just stopped and I laughed for a minute.
Hey,
like,
David, you want to pull that clip up?
Wow. Yeah. It's like, wow, that's some great production value, guys. The minions and the rocks. Really well done.
And the spacesuit.
And the spacesuit.
And the spacesuit!
We get it. You're going to talk about the spacesuit. Shush. But anyway, the last thing is just that terrible acting when villain died.
No, okay, that's one thing I want to mention.
That thing where I was downstairs doing something else while Kevin and Paul were watching the movie up here, and all I heard upstairs was just them making Wookiee noises.
I'm like, what?
And I sat there, and the first thing out of my mouth was, and I know exactly what scene they're watching.
I still don't even get that joke.
The joke is that scene goes from tragic to hilarious real fast.
No, because there's this part where he's talking and you just see Geki
Geki is now completely unintelligible. You can't understand a word he's saying. He's just sitting there.
Somehow
like,
they were still able to subtitle.
He's standing there with the guy in his arm, like.
He pulled a Rocky from Rocky 3.
It's amazing they were able to subtitle that.
I want to change.
And I was just,
if I change, I mean Henshin.
And I was laughing at it. And then when I'm downstairs later on, and they're watching the movie up here. I just hear them making Wookiee noises up here, and I'm just like, and I know exactly what scene they're watching now.
Okay, I will give the movie credit for this, though. I'm glad, like, they didn't have, like, typical bullshit where, like, you know, he is the guy, best friend's the villain, but then, like, they try to convince him to go back, and he's like, oh, yes, you're right, I've, you know, learned the error of my ways.
Oh,
no, he died, so.
They needed to pull a Mass Effect 1 with that. The guy, they did convince him that what he was doing was wrong, and he decided, okay, I'm gonna kill myself.
So, you got that ending too?
What was your standpoint on the whole final attack end result?
How is his head not in two pieces?
That's what I was thinking! I'm like, oh, this
movie... Did he just glide down his helmet with the tip of his lightsaber? Because yes. I'm pretty sure his head should have been in two halves.
I did note that because I'm like... I'm like, this, you know, this movie's had its gory moments. I wonder if when he slices his mask off, if he's going to get some face damage.
But only after he dies.
Comes out of it.
You know what that was? Gavon Skosh!
Guys, but only after he died. He has this nice, rousing little death speech, and then he dies, and his head falls into two pieces. His brain splooshes out, and his, like, spinal cord is, like, dangling out of his neck. Like a fucking Gashapon. Acid is, like, blasting out of his former esophagus.
And out comes the prize.
I'm just spraying some Geki spray. So Photoshop that image for me, will you?
No! I can barely tolerate gore at all. I'm not doing that.
And that's how this movie should have ended. But with everyone.
Just everyone.
No, everybody Gashapon.
No, literally, the satisfying sploosh. The movie ended with Geki sending that chick a letter, cock-blocking her.
Yeah.
Back. I'm going back to my base, but, you know... If I come to Earth, I'll give you the D now and then.
Don't move on with your life and, you know, get a new boyfriend. Just, whenever you're lonely, you know, just think of me.
No, and then he's like, you're stupid. No. The funny thing is, Geki was never into her in the first place. It's just like, oh, so did you love her? Oh, no, that was Toya.
No, Toya was in love with her, I wasn't.
I love you, Shelly, only you. And even Shelly goes up to her and she's just like, he's mine, bitch.
Pretty much.
What's eating you?
Stay back, girl.
That letter essentially says, I'm going back to base to bone Shelly every night, so...
I might come back and fuck you once in a while.
Dear John Cock...
Okay, so...
Thank you.
Shut up. One of the first things I noticed about this movie was the fact that Mr. Zanvardo is clearly a mirror monster.
Yeah.
He was hiding inside the mirrors. I'm like, oh shit, where's Ryuki?
Ryuki, you're not doing your job! Dragon Knight, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I like how in one of his later skirmishes, he actually, like, shot for shot, copies the attack used by the Dragon Ranger's Sword of Darkness, where he stabs the ground and a shit ton of sparks go from him to the enemy.
Yeah.
Also, Kamen Rider Stronger's Electrifier. It's the exact same thing.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen Stronger. Yeah, it was cool seeing, you know, the guy who played Akira Date from Kamen Rider Oz show up as Scheider for the whole, you know, 10 minutes, if that, of collective screen
plus
time.
Plus Henshin.
The Adventures of Date in Space.
Like, Date and Geki Violet are like cameos.
So I have an idea, what was that about? And when Date goes in Oz, goes back to get the surgery to get the bullet out of his fucking brain.
That's when he becomes a space sheriff.
But they told him he needs training, so he had to go back to Oz
to become proto-birth
to get training to be a fucking goddamn space sheriff.
And then when Oz ended, he went back and became Scheider.
Yeah.
I declare this canon!
That was the idea I had all along.
I'll buy it, sure. And Geki Violet just after, you know, Geki Ranger.
Yeah, he's like, Geki, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm not a Power Ranger anymore.
I gotta go protect Spurs.
next best thing.
Yeah.
I will go protect space.
Oh, yeah. No! He found out about space martial arts in that one Geki Ranger crossover movie and decided to go and find space martial arts.
Space foo.
Yes.
And somewhere on the moon, Forze's waving at everybody.
Yep. By the way, the guy who plays Forze is in a new movie where he surprise, surprise, tries to make friends with someone who doesn't want to.
Is he just typecast to do that?
And the theme song is done by One Direction.
Yep.
What?
For this Japanese movie.
A Japanese One Direction song?
Hey.
I need this in my life.
Hey, if Oasis can do a theme for an anime, sure.
Yeah, I need this in my life.
Right,
anyway.
Anyways.
Next?
So yeah, you're Majo Kiru over there. You know who that was the minute I saw it? Sindel from Mortal Kombat.
You will die.
You!
No, it's like, Mother, you're alive. Too bad you will die.
Yup.
And then it's Sindel.
No, I never loved you.
No, it's Mother, you're alive.
Hi.
Yeah, and speaking of the OG Gavan and all his badassery, that moment where he busts into the fucking Tyson in a fucking mini SUV.
Yeah, a mini SUV, like one of the smart cars. He gets in, picks him up, throws him in the car, comes back out, and beats the fuck out of him, gets back in the car and leaves.
No, he like dukes
him. Yeah, fucking William Shatner's across the hood of the thing.
Yeah, dukes a hazard his way across
the hood. Did you notice it has a turbo intake?
Yeah.
And that thing had a turbo intake.
That is actually a great way to set the tone for his interaction with Geki throughout the rest of this movie.
Yeah.
It's just that we're getting into a fight. This Geki, will be the third time. Your own? Yeah, totally.
This is
Geki, you're useless.
The third time he had to save him.
I'm so sorry.
And, I think the best part of this movie was just any scene Brighton was in, because he is gorgeous.
Yeah, he is.
That sword is awesome, and that helmet, it looks like the Eva helmet from Halo, only like with runic markings and eyepieces in it.
It's like if Lord Zedd got a really pimp hat.
Yeah.
Just, I'm tired of having my brain out all the time. I need a really pimp face plate.
Dude! He fucking pulls another helmet off of him!
I was gonna say that!
No, but I'm like, as soon as he said that, he fucking pulls another, which, by the way, was just there.
Yeah,
I wanna talk about that fucking thing, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like, when the shot starts, he's just holding it in place, and then he just slowly backs his hand away like he was peeling it off mask.
It's like Kakashi!
Yeah.
Underneath the mask is another mask!
And then when he, like, throws it onto her, it almost looks like a golden version of Ichigo's visored mask.
Yeah, like, it's like, sunk, and then her hair's still there.
And then she becomes a hollow.
Yeah.
I've got things to say about
it. It's fucking evil.
Another thing that I thought was hilarious was when they first entered the evil world,
purple world?
The Maku Kukan, as it was called.
Yeah.
The Maku Dimension. And
the You Will Die Con.
The world of purple. The first thing they see is Lizard Doubler sitting in a crowd, chilling, with a fucking Starbucks drink in his hand.
Yeah, it's the clear cup with the green straw.
Macking all the bitches.
He was sitting in the crowd with a girl in his arm.
Pimping all
the girl in his arm.
You guys can't see me right now, but I got my arm around the Pink Ranger here, and he's just standing here.
Awkwardly.
And he's like, I'm macking all the bitches in this world.
What's up?
No, it wasn't actually Itsuki he was holding. It was just some random crowd.
Oh, it looked like her.
It wasn't her. That's racist.
No, that's racist.
It's racist.
But no, the funny thing is, he's like, in this world, my powers are doubled. And I'm like, and what else? Your drink tastes better?
Anything's times zero is still zero.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, this movie was actually way more violent than I was expecting, because there's a lot of shots of people just getting gratuitously fucked up in the face. And
when you hit the arm?
And Geki gets his fucking shoulder slashed open, and I'm like, holy shit!
Like, when are you gonna henshin, protect yourself? No, I got this!
That armor's just for show.
Yeah, I got this, don't worry, I got this.
Those explosions are expensive, you guys.
One thing that surprised me was, one other thing I wanted to mention that no one else brought up was the fact that the big bad that was supposed to be released, his name was Don Horror, and I just thought, that sounds like a One Piece villain.
Well, yeah, villains of Gavan Space Mafia.
Yeah. But the one thing that surprised me, and I'm sorry this is a spoiler for the movie, so zoom past me if you want to watch it.
So, wait. I'll put a link in the annotation on the YouTube version now.
So, yeah, the one thing that bugged me about it, or not bugged me, just surprised me, was the fact that the big evil monster that the whole movie was about setting free actually did not break free. It makes me think that maybe they're setting up for a possible new series.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
I hope you all enjoyed that spoiler.
There are going to be spoilers in our podcast, we already explained it. Yeah,
that was like the big end of movie spoiler.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all of my piece.
Can
on
I
this.
Just go next before Paul?
It's up to you guys.
Actually, do you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, because I only have one thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. Plastic furniture saves the day!
Yay!
Seriously, again, plastic furniture saves the day.
I'm like, what, in the Maku Kukan, does the power of plastic furniture also double?
Yeah, I'm like, he fucking, like, he's running through the hallway, and they're
he's
just like...
He's running through an outdoor mall.
Yeah, into a mall, and he's like, quit doing, he's like, just, like, they're just doing random fucking rolls, and they're, like, getting up and falling over again. Then they just pick up a random plastic chair, wham, and he's gone. Pick up a table, wham, he's gone.
Like, one of the mooks ends up in one of the chairs, and then it just falls backward, and he's like, yeah. Oh, no, I am defeated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Oh, wait, and the kick-ass fucking awesome sword-looking thing. The awesome sword that
Brighton sword.
I want it.
David was, like, pausing the movie, trying to get a good shot of the sword so he could have someone make it.
Yeah, I want to get it made.
This close to licking the screen.
wait.
Probably shouldn't have licked it.
When the minions show up when they were in the abandoned building before the portal opened up.
Yeah, when they jumped across the villains.
When they were jumping over the villains. The villains kept shifting spaces.
Like shitty camera
forward, work. Moving forward one, and then a jump, and then moving back a little bit, and then another jump, and then another moving forward, and another jump. So it was like, it was just like stupid. It was...
Yeah, I guess they figured everyone would be looking at the stupid space ninjas and no one would notice.
Yeah, it's just like...
Fucking costumes are fucking, too much pain in the ass to reshoot this.
I think what happened was is that there must have been a mistake when they were jumping over him, and they fucking, like, hit the bad guy by mistake. So they had to, like...
I would love to see that.
They had to get back up.
I would love to see that in the bloopers.
Yeah, like, they had to get back up, but they didn't know where their original place was, so they had to redo it. But, yeah.
It's like a ninja tries to flip over Sindel, whacks her in the fucking head.
and he died.
I think that's... Yep. I think that was it. Oh, yeah, no. The fact that his glasses... Toya's glasses,
like,
completely vanished, so he must have had a prescription helmet. Like, it must have been, because...
Like, when he put that helmet on the first time, you never see his glasses again.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, it's gone. Oh, we lost it, we're done, game Magic over. Leaf. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Grab me a towel from my room.
It's like, I magically fixed your eye with that helmet.
What the fuck is that about? Progress. Oh, and the fucking train, and it gets in the train, and the conductor is just like, the bad guy is just
the
like,
Lizard Doubler.
Yeah, Lizard Doubler puts puts the conductor hat on, and he's just like, you're all gonna die.
The next stop is hell.
Yeah, it's just like, and they all just magically get weapons, and it's just like, they're just like, I'm just like, when is this gonna end? And he fucking blows the fucking train up. And it's like, okay, well, that's when it's going to end.
And then that train joined the
And then they
line.
Did a... From the train, they ended up in an alleyway where swords were coming out of the fucking ground and walls.
I was like, Senbon Zakura Kageyoshi, is that you?
And then they open a door, and then they're out of the portal. They're out of the purple realm.
I'm going to go ahead and chalk that up to evil space dimension. Fuck physics. Even more than Tokusatsu already does.
And that's it. I'm done.
All right.
Buckle yourselves in, everyone.
Things that were okay in this movie. The
Nothing.
Monster suits. The blood work. Things that were bad in this movie. The writing. The cinematography. The acting. The spacesuit. We'll get to the spacesuit. The goddamn pink spacesuit without a goddamn visor.
Or helmet.
With earpieces designed by fucking Beats by Dre.
I'd like to think that thing on her head can, like, slide down in front of her face.
Fucking... It's got a fucking gem masking taped to the chest, no joke.
That's her disguise jewel.
And she turns into fucking Raver Pippi Longstocking or some bullshit like that. And this movie was intensely hard to follow because it was paced horribly and the characters were all acting like goddamn toast. The only person that showed any sort of personality in this movie is the original Gavin actor because he's a seasoned actor who's coming back to do a role that he made famous, so he's at least doing it good for the kids. But the fucking protagonist is goddamn useless. Some of the suits are really cool. But, like, the two suit, the new Gavin suit and the old Gavin suit look almost identical, except for a few noticeable differences, which are cool, because one's designed after analog and the other one's designed after digital.
Yeah,
so it's got, a blue LED versus just, like, the pixel spectrum on the
chest.
And
he's got, like, a shit ton of buttons across the chest.
And I liked that, and it's cool, but the suits are really, really similar in every other respect.
Here's
the
problem.
And when the action gets fast-paced, it's hard to tell them apart sometimes.
That was why I didn't like the fact that the suits were too similar.
Yeah. Here's the problem with this movie is, it was interesting enough to have been if not a full episode, a special. But they didn't want to sell themselves short, so they kind of forced themselves into making a movie. But they kept all the resources they had to make, like, a special with it.
Yeah.
And just stretched it to high hell. Because there's no other explanation for that being that bad.
Because I'm watching this movie.
I think they were doing it because their license was going to run out, and they just needed to make something so they wouldn't lose their copyright license.
Well, that's always possible.
Because I'm watching this movie, and I'm usually pretty engaged by Tokusatsu, because the acting is usually pretty exaggerated. But in this movie, it all just seemed kind of so bland. There's so much white in everything, and every single person is just acting just a little bit more low-key than you would expect in a Tokusatsu movie, so it was really hard for it to keep my attention. So when really big plot points were coming up to me, I was like, what the fuck is that? And Kevin was like, they were talking about that a little while ago, and I was like, I didn't even notice because my brain was wading in and out between consciousness and, like, I don't care, unconsciousness. So it's a difficult watch at an hour 20, and it feels a lot longer than it is, and it's all because it's just so uninteresting, because the villains don't have much to do until the third half where they start attacking, and really, they just kidnap a girl in order to bring back their freaking boss, and that's not even all that satisfying, because when they put the golden Vizard mask on her, it's literally just that, up until she flies up into the fucking stratosphere, and stands in front of the boss and plays puppet for a while, but then it absorbs into her face, and I'm like, oh! So they just didn't do anything! They didn't even give her a fucking mask! They just made her a fucking puppet! And then, for no apparent reason, the fucking shit fails! And for no discernible reason other than she woke up for a split second and he was able to beat the crap out of everyone with the power of friendship.
I'm like,
bullshit!
I called bullshit on that too. I'm like, she is not nearly powerful or willful enough or even interesting enough as a character to be able to do that on her own!
Jenny is more interesting than her! Why was she not the one who got kidnapped? She obviously has powers and shit!
Yeah, really.
What the fuck is up with this woman? I know she's his childhood friend or some shit.
I think
but she's not that important to the plot.
I think the idea behind that was Don Horror told Toya, you sacrifice what you care about most to revive me and I will give you power. And what
that's
he cared about
that's
most.
That's how I saw it was too, but was at the same time, was they didn't outright tell you.
No, that. I know, and that's the problem. And that's just what we're meant to assume, I suppose.
I don't know.
Because when she starts floating up, he says to Toya, you have made a sacrifice. I will grant you power.
I don't know, like, I get why he's going after Geki, but at the same time, I also don't know why he's going after Geki.
He's going after Geki because Don Horror is a lying shit.
Pitifully useless in this fucking movie.
But
everything should have been against OG Gavin, because fucking
the point was made. The point was made. This whole thing is flawed from the get-go, because, well, why did he let go of you? Well, because he wanted her for himself. He hasn't seen her as long as you haven't. The only reason he's on Earth is because you showed up to fuck shit up.
Yeah, they never addressed that.
Was just...
It's like, hey,
when?
Dude! It's like, dude!
When would that have happened?
It's like, dude, it's not like I've been chilling out with her. I've been busy being a space cop!
Yeah, for the last year, I've been working in space.
In space.
Ugh.
I've been busy being a spasmarin.
And the in-space shots are pretty cool, because he comes in riding on a dragon once.
It's like the Enterprise, and then it drops a blue paw that transforms into fucking drag bluer.
No, it turns into Serpentera.
There you go.
It's Serpentera, but blue.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the only time when he's useful, except when the plot tells him he really, really needs to be useful. But you don't believe he's going to be that useful because he's been useless up until now!
He was useless the whole movie because it wasn't even his thanks to him that she broke free of the whole thing.
So when you get
in fact, she broke free because he was getting his ass kicked!
Yeah, so basically, like, her breaking free was what made him get up and beat the crap out of the thing. It worked in complete reverse.
Alright, guys, we're all forgetting the most important part of this entire movie. That awesome racing scene at the beginning.
Yeah, Speed Racer featuring sidecars? What the fuck even is that?
It's spins so that they can do really tight turns by using the center of gravity.
It's weight distribution. And Toya
just being a bitch to Geki about it, just going,
turns
you never listen to my strategies. You just do whatever the fuck you want. Geki's like, yeah, exactly. I do whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you.
I've seen better racing footage on Top Gear.
Well, Top Gear.
I've seen better racing in Mario Kart 64.
You know what? I've seen better racing footage on Top Gear America.
Shots fired. Shots fired, man.
The stink is coming for you.
Alright, well, anyways, in retrospect, this movie was shit.
It's really fucking bad.
Let's give it first ever a numerical review. -1 billion out of 100.
Negative G.
I'm just fucking...
Negative Google. Google's a number.
Google is a number.
He's got a Googleplex.
Let us hope that the Kikaider reboot movie is a lot
-112.
Actually, you know what?
I've heard from people in Japan right now that is actually a really good movie.
They want to make a show. They want to reboot the show now because
we'll talk about that
good.
When we finally get to watch it.
Tits and butt fucks.
Seven months from now.
Okay. Yeah.
Potatoes up your asshole. Next.
Okay.
Well, I am Irish.
Huh.
I'm Irish too.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
I'm part Irish.
We just learned something new about our Red Ranger, and we always knew he was Irish.
I'm part Irish. Anyways, no one cares. Let's move on to our separate feature topic discussion, open forum, editorial thingy of the week. Today we're talking about favorite Tokusatsu openings.
Open forum!
I think the general rule is, like, favorite writer and favorite Sentai, but people are free to choose from other genre, other series, franchises, if they so choose.
Garo.
Fuck you.
Well, that's David taken care of.
I'm first, so I don't care.
You weren't first before, but
no,
sure.
No, that's a legit good song that I really, really
No, it's Jam Project. Fuck yes, fuck me in the ass, buddy.
Is it?
Yes!
I don't know, I haven't watched it.
Freaking Jam Project theme song.
Cool.
I just thought Garo was actually really hated.
No. It's like artsy and really good, really mature.
Really good.
Boobs.
It's got tasteful nudity.
Yeah. Really tasteful nudity. Godzilla sized tasteful nudity.
So
not even lying.
I apologize.
Damn right you do.
So for my Kamen Rider one, I'm going to say that it's Double.
Of course.
Because Double's opening is so good.
Kidding.
Shut up, Forze!
What makes you think it's Forze?
Because Forze's not even sure about
the name. You just got. Anyways.
What makes you think it's Forze? That response. That's what makes me think it's Forze.
The same reason David's Sentai answer is Gokaiser.
I was going to change it. Because I was going to go Gokaiger, and then I looked over at Raven and went, nope.
What's my favorite Sentai opening?
So,
oh no, how about the only one I've actually bothered to watch?
So I'm going to go with, instead of Gokaiger, I'm going to go with Go-Onger.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't remember the Go-Onger opening.
I actually accidentally clicked on one of those opening videos because I thought it was a Kamen Rider one. And it had
how do you make that mistake?
Because it had the same yellow icon
as the
guy uses for the Kamen Rider ones.
Okay.
So I just clicked it thinking it was a Kamen Rider opening, and I was like, this is not like Kamen Rider opening, Google. No, it's a Sentai.
Oh, God, we're done.
I'm okay with this.
Okay, so...
Yeah, it's pretty
Double
good.
Double and Go-Onger.
Yeah.
Next is Pink Caster.
Okay, so for Rider, it's Switch On from Kamen Rider Forze. Yeah.
Ow.
Anyways. Yeah, gonna have fun editing that.
Just huge spikes on the audio.
Alright. I really like Switch On because it gets you pumped up. And
I can tolerate the TV size. After that, I'm tired of it.
Oh, no, I love the full
size.
No,
the TV size is
especially since
into
the
my brain
singer, the person who
That's
sings
the
song, literally, female Ankh. Look her up.
The music video is actually pretty entertaining. Forze is watching the concert on his radar.
No, but female Ankh.
Yeah. Anatsuchiya is female Ankh.
And for Sentai, honestly, it's the Tokuger theme.
Damn it.
It's going to be... we do this again for the next Sentai, it would be that one.
No. You'd be surprised.
Why am I not surprised that Lane's choices are Forze and Tokuger?
Yeah, the forced fucking ones.
No, literally. I'll be out, like, every time at work I go outside and I do my morning, like, if that song comes on, it just fucking pumps me up, and I just get, like, so much energy to work. It's fucking amazing.
That punch spike.
That punch spike.
You're just like,
but yeah. Both those songs are freaking great. Like, and Ichi loves Come and Switch, and
I just like doing that in the low warbly voice. Come on, Switch.
All right. So that's his.
Yes, Lane.
Moving on to Kiban.
I'd have to say, Sentai is QQ Sentai Go Go 5.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
I just really like that song.
Say the word.
It's just really catchy. That's really all it takes. I was between that and Hurricanrier, just because I really do like just the upbeatedness of it.
What's cool is the Go-Go
Go Buster's first opening was also a candidate.
I love
Song by the guy who did Agito's theme.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So is Blade Braver.
Yeah. Honestly, Rider, Journey Through the Decade.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I sat there and I went through all, like, Showa all the way through to Gaim, and I was just kind of like, I listened to them all at once, and I was just kind of like, which one just kind of hits me? And I was like,
I pushed play on 15 videos.
It's not, yeah, really. there were a pair of playlists I used. It's not even for lack of it's gacked, but just the song itself was really cool. It set the tone properly. It was very appropriate for the show.
You really want to watch a really crappy show.
Yeah, also, that's the thing.
It really
Gax
made me want to watch Decade.
That's
and
the thing.
And that's what it takes, Gax, right?
Yeah, that's what the intro is for, right? To cook you in.
Yeah, no, exactly. It did its job. But that thing where I can't argue with you on that one. Even no matter how much I dislike Decade, I can't argue with you because that's where all the budget for Decade went. Getting Gak to sing the opening.
And that actually got a lot of people interested.
I have a problem with that intro, though, with Decade in general, because Decade has shown up in Sentai. Is Sentai and Decade has showed up in Sentai and has showed up in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was in an episode of Shinkenger.
And he was also in Tokuger.
And Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tokuger episode. The past.
You just can't have.
Oh, you mean Narutaki?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Decade continuity crossover?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Decade continuity being crossed over into
different shows.
That's because
the Rider guys were in there too at that moment.
Yeah.
So Decade kind of half applied.
Yeah.
It's like the Gaim universe.
Also, wasn't
Narutaki
he dead?
Narutaki?
Yeah.
No.
He just fucks off.
Oh.
Also,
that thing where it's how many seasons since Decade and we still don't know what the fuck Narutaki is?
Yeah. The funny thing is the Gaim Tokuger special was supposed to give us backstory in Narutaki, and then they decided, fuck it.
Okay, you know what?
We've talked
never
about
it. Never mind, fuck it, we're off topic.
This totally back just
okay, sorry!
Quick mention.
Opening themes!
No. Okay, well, quick mention, the music video to Journey of the Decade is pretty cool, too.
It is.
That shot where it rotates around him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fresh Prince of Decade?
As far as, honestly, it's not even the quality of the show. It genuinely is the quality of the opening. The other two candidates were Next Level and Just Live More, or Don't Say No, Just Live More.
Just Live More is the
name
of the
song. Just Live More, that one. Just they weren't my favorite, but they were definitely in the running, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't until I re-listened to Journey after all this that I was just kind of like, no, this is my favorite.
Journey, don't stop believing.
Yeah, for runner up for me, actually, Anything Goes. I love Anything Goes.
I do like Anything Goes.
Energetic.
It does.
Toku, and I feel like the douche nozzle, the little douche nozzle that could, fucking Uchikeiji Gavin.
Yeah.
Like, that is my favorite Toku song ever.
Yeah.
Song's pretty good.
The other candidates for that, and Ichi might dislike my opinion one way or the other, Digimon Season 4. Not Fire, Digimon Season 4.
Oh, you mean the English opening?
Yes.
Okay, no, you know what? I'm on board with
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
I'm on board that trail.
This guy
remember
the guy who's doing the...
Yeah.
Don't worry
know,
about
we're
that.
Doing that
what was the other one that was in the running? I clearly don't remember, so it's not important.
Okay.
No.
It's not important
it's
enough
Wizard
to remember, apparently. Yeah, the series you keep forgetting exists.
Yeah, well, that's what yeah, I mean. Right. It's like, if I forgot it. Gabby Ford, Wizard. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm Zeranos now.
Oh, yeah.
I remembered.
You stop henching so damn much.
But Zero forms so good.
Okay, Raven.
Alright.
I think I know what your answers are.
Well, for Sentai, no shit.
Yeah.
The opening to Gokaiger. I wonder why.
Surprise.
Maybe it's the only one I've actually watched and liked.
Oh, you don't like the Tokuger theme, Raven?
No. I just like Tokuger in general. Anyways, as for Rider, I had to really think about it, but I was just like...
Really?
I did. Next Level was kind of really high up there, but I ended up coming up with something else over time.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, do you? Please, feel the guess.
Kuga.
No.
Damn it!
As much
Agito!
No. As much as I do like the Kuga opening, it is a really fucking bland song.
No, for sure!
Okay, I will make note of that next time it comes on in the car.
The point is...
I leave that song on for you!
let's rephrase it. The basic version of it from the actual show is a bland-ass song.
Okay.
I really like the Rider Chips and Narusu Shoichi remixes of it. Those are fucking amazing because they took the really bland song and added serious life to
it. I like the TV-sized version of the original.
Yeah, I like all the remixes of the Kuga theme, but the original actual Kuga theme is very bland, so I'm not that really a fan of it.
Yeah.
My actual answer to this is actually going to be the O's theme.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what I like listening to.
That's the best part of O's.
That one's definitely high on my list, but it couldn't quite grab my top spot.
I really like it just because, as far as my listening goes to, I find my enjoyment really spikes when we got a lot of just classical music styles going on in the background, along with the rock or pop opening.
Well, I believe the genre O's falls under is ska.
Yeah. Still somewhat older.
It is ska because there is a trumpet in it.
Yeah.
That's racist.
No, it's actually truth.
Okay.
It's just... It's
orchestral? Yeah.
No, it's rock with a trumpet. It's ska.
Sure.
Among other things.
Works for
me. Like, I just really like that kind of music, so...
The entire O's soundtrack is just amazing.
Really, it kind of is.
Yeah.
As for other toku, I have to very much agree with Kevin. The Gavin theme is fucking awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because the guy who sings that is the O's driver.
I know, right?
You would.
But
that's biased.
And other than that, toku themes, I found myself listening to, like, mad, Shoken Sentai Blade Braver.
Right! Oh my god, right!
That's the one you were thinking of?
No! I thought of the one that I was thinking of, but it's not an opening, so it doesn't matter.
I just remembered another one that's going to be special mention on my list.
The answer that doesn't apply to the equation whatsoever was Nobody's Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not an opening, but...
A theme.
Exactly.
It's a character theme.
Yeah. I was going to say, like
I said, Choken Sentai Blade Braver.
Oh, my days.
That opening.
I changed my head. No.
Well, Nobody's Perfect.
No, god damn. Yeah, that song.
That song is awesome.
I'm going to listen to that after this.
I know, right? For those of you who have no idea, that's not actually a show. It is a...
Could have fooled me.
I know, right?
Fuckface.
Somebody... Okay, it...
Way to kick me in the nuts, Evan.
Welcome for to those me not... when
for
that
those
first
of... came.
Yeah. Okay.
For those of you who really don't know the story here, basically, there's an anime called Bamboo Blade. Within this, like, the best... it's a show about kendo. The best person on the kendo team is a Sentai fan... And so there is a Sentai series in show called Shoken Sentai Blade Braver. They did like a full anime style opening for this show and everything.
It's like sung real by, ass as fuck, man.
Sung by the guy who did the Agito theme.
And oh, Kevin yeah. and I both at different points in history went, "Where is this?" And he went,
"Where can I?"
Yet.
Yeah, it's like, "Where can I?" I sent the opening theme on YouTube just to Kevin and Paul. And they're just like, "Where can I find this show?" And I'm like, "It doesn't actually exist.
It's not a thing." What
no!
do you mean? Yeah, no. It was very. What do you mean it doesn't exist? You just showed it to me.
It's right there.
I'm looking at it.
Just like the whole like liar. Right there.
it doesn't exist. It's a show within a show.
I was so mad.
In the middle,
now
of
I
my,
have to see this because I'm
in the middle
seen
of
it.
My screaming. I'm like, ooh, play within a play, Shakespearean, great.
Okay, now I gotta watch this.
I'll show it to you later.
We're watching that right after this.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to next. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, so mentioning Blade Braver actually gave me an idea for something that is not technically my favorite theme, but deserves honorable mention anyway. First ending to Samurai Flamenco.
Okay. I would go with the first opening for Samurai
Flamenco. I don't even care about the openings.
I fucking love that first opening.
The openings are generic as fuck. I don't even care. This the first ending.
I love Spy
you know,
Air, so that first one.
You know
awesome.
The song sung by the fictional girl band in the show.
Yeah,
the show is kind of a toku
you
series.
You mean that one you have the chipmunked version of on your iPod?
Yes, give me the actual one, please.
We're listening to it in the car the other day, and it's just like, and I'm listening.
Something's
to it,
wrong
like,
with this.
It's like this. See, this sounds actually kind of sped up. Do you have the chipmunked YouTube version?
I guess someone tried to avoid.
The company was avoiding copyrights, and you got the chipmunked version.
Yeah, anyways. Okay, so my actual answers. For Kamen Rider, I'm going to have to go with Kamen Rider Kiva. Partially because it was the first series I started watching while it was airing, and that show is still amazing in my mind.
Break the Chain?
Yes.
What an incredibly boring opening.
Yeah.
The opening was boring, but I love the song.
Yeah, I like the song too.
We're talking about the songs, not necessarily the video.
Okay. No, I like the song.
I would agree with you on Kiva if we were talking battle themes.
Oh, well, of course, Mr. Supernova.
I fucking love Supernova.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But no, just the whole back back beating out.
Yeah.
Kimiko's one and only.
Yeah, please stop singing.
Yeah.
we get it.
Okay, anyways.
Speed up his voice there, David.
Shut up. So that's my writer answer for Sentai. Remember when Lane said Tokyuger and I said, damn it? That wasn't because I don't like Tokyuger. It's actually because Tokyuger's the opening is currently my favorite Sentai theme.
Right.
I'm sorry, yes, the show is terrible, but that theme song gets me more pumped than anything else on my iPod right now.
Yep. Sure.
Like, I've already memorized the entire song.
Sure.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And by already, I mean 8 weeks
okay,
ago.
Okay, so I just want to add something to my list. Naruto's opening.
Oh, Naruto?
Naruto's opening.
Which one? First or second?
It's actually the first one.
Yeah, okay. I like both of them, frankly.
Both of them are pretty good, but the first one is like just a little bit better to me.
I just like the second one for the visuals. You're right.
Yeah.
First one's actually a better song.
Yeah.
Second one's just
the
a
second
lot
one's
of
just
writer.
A lot of double jokes.
The second one, there's a lot of rider jokes in that opening.
Yeah.
Period.
This is well, the whole fucking the whole
like
thing
the
is about double.
No, the entire like the very first few seconds of that opening theme, the visuals are all just every Showa rider's fucking henshin pose being done at the very beginning of this opening theme.
Yeah.
Anyways, those are my answers. Paul, enlighten us.
All right, for my rider answer, Long Ago Black.
Ooh.
From Black, I guess?
Yeah, Kamen Rider Black.
Okay.
That's a good song, actually.
Boring as fuck opening sequence, great theme song, sung by the main actor, who's really, really good in
boring,
that.
Really? Boring-ass anime, boring-ass opening sequence, as most of the Showa era ones. Most like
a lot
all,
of motorcycle
every,
driving.
Every Showa era rider opening theme is literally just the rider driving a motorcycle down a long road.
Yeah,
I like how Blade kind of paid homage to that.
Yeah,
but the theme song is so like 80s and it's jumpy and it really kind of pumps you up a little bit. For Sentai, it's actually a tie between Maho Sentai Magi Ranger.
Oh, it's so good! I forgot about that one.
And Ninja Sentai Kaku Ranger. I love both of those fucking theme songs. Both of them, again, really, really high energy pace. One of them's really, you know, high soaring adventure, and the other one's very, like, you know, 80s pop sort of, like, singing about the ninjas, yeah, ninja, ninja sort of thing. And it's really catchy.
Sounds like a Disney theme song.
Yeah.
No, you like, I don't do it justice. It's a little bit more poppy than that. It sounds a little bit more 80s pop than
ninja
that, more synth pop.
Like, it sounds
like me some ninjas,
like,
yeah!
It sounds like something from the Disney afternoon.
No, but actually, Paul just reminded me of something. Another really good opening theme I forgot to mention. Kamen Rider Stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Frigging Mizuki Ichiro singing the Rider theme.
Yep.
About
all of the yes.
Yeah. Just the synopsis of the show in a song. You know, he's literally actually just singing the wiki page.
I'm surprised your favorite Sentai theme wasn't the Denjimon theme.
Yeah.
That's V3. It's literally like giving the whole V3 story in that song.
I still like that fan extra bass version I found on YouTube.
Yeah.
And my favorite tokusatsu theme song ever is, and I'll show this to you guys later because I don't think I've ever shown it to you, and I've mentioned it to you, it's the show that I wanted you to
admire. Oh, Guyford?
Yeah, Seven Star Fighting God Guyford. It's got the coolest fucking theme song for a toku ever from a show that is admittedly, by its own admission, a cross between Bio Booster Armor Guyver and Fist of the North Star.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't mention... Yeah.
This one's for you. I Ran by Bowling for Soup.
No! Fuck all my answers!
Oh, God!
Fuck all my
answers! I'm gonna edit
that! Fuck all my answers!
No, I get that, yeah.
All right. Okay, no.
Wait, Pegasus Fantasy. Pegasus Fantasy, Japanese version.
All right, well,
For those who didn't get the joke just now, that
Saint
was...
Saint Seiya.
The English opening to Saint Seiya or Knights of the Zodiac.
I love Saint Seiya. I could do an episode on how much I love Saint Seiya.
Well, maybe
a
we
full
will.
Hour! A full hour on how much I love Saint Seiya.
You know what? That is a challenge. We will do that later.
Okay.
Thank God I won't be there. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Since we're pretty much done our list.
I have my favorite tokusatsu song of all time. I'd have to go with Hayabusa-kun.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. We're talking
about tokusatsu themes.
Everything we're talking about is opening themes, Lane.
Yeah, I'm joking.
I know.
It was a terrible fucking joke.
I know. It was a really shitty song.
What tokus really have you watched besides Rider and Sentai?
See, for those who are wondering about Paul's earlier comment, the original idea for today's episode, before we decided to watch Gavin, Paul suggested that we all go out and watch like the first 5 episodes of a random toku we've never seen before. Just kind of talk about that one at a time.
Which we may do.
We may do that in the future, but the fact is none of us had the time to actually sit down and watch 5
especially
episodes of
something
this
week. New.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when the idea just happened this week. Like, if we had a little more previous notice, we probably could have.
So we probably
would. I couldn't find 5 episodes of a show I haven't watched, so I just wanted to watch
Naruto again. I didn't get to watch the Gavin movie until about 3 or 4 hours
before.
All right,
anyways. Yeah.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah.
Now that we're pretty much done our main topics, David, go ahead.
So I'm leaving the podcast after this one. This is my... final podcast of me being a regular, basically.
The green, silver candle is finally melting.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I want to be more on the production side, so I want to be editing these better. Oh. And
also, you seem to end up in the hospital quite a bit.
That too, the fact that I have a lot of medical issues that are going on with me, and the torch has been passed, and now he's the kind of silver.
Make a Power Rangers Turbo joke?
Yes.
Can I just be the White Ranger? Caster White, the White Caster.
You're racist.
No.
I
went from green to white. I'm still the protagonist of this
so
show. I called it at the beginning.
So, Paul, you're the White Power Ranger?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just went from green to white.
And then
damn it.
And then he goes into the Red Ranger. And then the Black Ranger.
Yeah, like 20 years later.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, he's going to usurp me, and then he's going to usurp Kevin.
Yeah, he's just going to absorb everyone's
and
powers.
And one day I'm going to join the UFC, or at least try to. And
then come back as the Green Ranger in Megaforce. Oh, wait, anyway. So yeah, I wanted to be more on the production side of things. I want to edit. I want to be able to upload. Also, because of my medical issues, so unfortunately, I might not be as regular on the show as possible. But I'll be on once in a while. Like if there's a Friday that
if you're feeling particularly Mighty Morphine one certain night,
yeah, like I don't mind. You know, like if the day that I am here and you don't have a guy to do the podcast. Yeah. I get it. It wasn't funny.
I love the look Paul's giving me.
Did you just imply
Mighty Morphine Power Rangers
that the next time he comes on, should be the next time he's hopped up on morphine.
It was a joke!
Wouldn't it be great?
It would be!
I'm just saying, okay. You know what? Fuck it. Next time, 10 milligrams of morphine injected directly into me. Let's see how coherent I am.
You know what I liked about Goku?
I like Goku!
Purple pudding. No, you know what? He's gonna take all that morphine and then come up... Guys, Tokyuger was great!
The best part about Tokyuger was when Goku showed up and did it to Kamehameha.
And Goku spirit bombed the monster. Tokyuger, not Goku.
Damn you! I was about to make that joke!
I was about to make the joke too!
It's a train bow.
Okay, so yeah, we're done. So, thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to do the thumbs up things and the liking and the sharing. And
like, comment, subscribe on iTunes.
And the best part is... like me on Facebook, okay? Because then I can give you my... Oh, wait, no. I give you my Snapchat, and you can show me your dicks.
I was going to say, as of last week or so, we actually have a Cast Ranger Facebook page now.
Yeah.
So you can find us at facebook.com/rscastranger, because someone took the name Cast Ranger... on Facebook.
I did.
It's a it's like a person's name put their names put together. I forget the actual.
It was me. It's totally me. It's all me.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, anyway. Like I said, facebook.com/rscastranger, all one
and
word.
And Snapchat is OV3RK1LL. Show me your dicks. Tits are preferred.
Okay,
but I'll go with dicks too.
Okay, so after the week after this comes out, you need to just pop in and tell us what your results were.
Yeah, I got 7 dicks, 7 asses as well.
Yeah. Okay. Don't listen to our podcast next week. There's gonna be dick pictures all over the place.
Even though it's audio,
there's gonna be no the YouTube
don't
version.
Watch the YouTube version.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Listen to this on iTunes. Do not watch it on YouTube because
the album art will be all of the dick pics.
There's going to be more dick pics in this podcast than Super Bad.
Oh!
I don't get it. Super Bad was a bad movie.
Alright, that's it. We're done for the day.
It was super bad.
Thanks for listening, guys.